ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासां ततो जयमुदीरये नाथकायशभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। So today we are continuing reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Creation, Chapter 10, entitled Departure of Lord Krishna for Dwarka, Text number 14. Nyarundhan galad bashvam Nyarundhan udgalad bashvam Otkanthyar Devaki Sute Otkanthyar Devaki Sute Niryatyagarano Bhadram Niryatyagarano Bhadram Iti Syad Bandhava Sriya Iti Syad Bandhava Sriya Na Nyarundhan Udgalad Bashvam Otkanthyad Devaki Sute Niryatyagarano Bhadram Iti Syad Bandhava Sriya Nyarundhan Udgalad Bashvam Otkantya Devaki Sute Nirayatyagarano Bhadram Iti Syad Bandhava Sriya Nyarundhan. Checking with great difficulty Udgalat Overflowing Bashpam, tears. Outkantya, because of great anxiety. Devaki Sute, unto the son of Devaki. Niryati, having come out. Agarat, from the palace. Naha, not. Abhadram, inauspiciousness. Iti, thus. Syat, may happen. Bandhava, related. Sriyaha, ladies. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation, the female relatives whose eyes were flooded with tears out of anxiety for Krishna, came out of the palace. They could stop their tears only with great difficulty. They feared that tears would cause misfortune at the time of departure. Purport. There were hundreds of ladies in the palace of Hastinapur. All of them were affectionate to Krishna. All of them were relatives also. When they saw that Krishna was going away from the palace for his native place, they were very anxious for him, and as usual, tears began to roll down their cheeks. They thought, at the same time, that tears at that moment might be a cause of misfortune for Krishna. Therefore, they wanted to check them. This was very difficult for them because the tears could not be checked. Therefore, they smeared their tears in their eyes and their hearts throbbed. Therefore, ladies who were the wives and daughters-in-law of those who died in the battlefield never came in direct contact with Krishna. But all of them heard of him and his great activities, and thus they thought of him, talked of him, his name, fame, etc., and became affectionate also, like those who were in direct contact. Therefore, directly or indirectly, anyone who thinks of Krishna, talks of Krishna, or worships Krishna becomes attached to him, because Krishna is absolute. There is no difference between his name, form, quality, etc. Our intimate relation with Krishna can be confidentially revived by our talking of, hearing of, or remembering him. It is so done due to spiritual potency. Om Akyanti Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutade Swayam Rupaha Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripatam Aham Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarunam Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So today's verse is emotion-packed verse. We have these eyes of these female relatives flooded with tears out of anxiety for Krishna. So that's the goal of Srimad Bhagavatam, actually, to develop this emotion for Krishna. So each verse of Srimad Bhagavatam is actually filled with this emotion. So by regularly and submissively reading Srimad Bhagavatam and hearing Bhagavatam, Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya, we can actually develop this emotion. Srila Sanatana Goswami in his Krishna Leela Stava, he writes a verse which says, Paramananda Pathaya Prema Varshaksharayate Sarvada Sarva Sevyaya Shri Krishnaya Namostute. English translation is, O Srimad Bhagavatam, I offer respectful obeisances unto you. By reading you, one attains transcendental bliss. For your syllables rain pure love of God upon the reader. You are always to be served by everyone, for you are an incarnation of Lord Krishna. So here in this verse, it's like Sanatana Goswami is praying to Srimad Bhagavatam as if it's the person. So these sages, Goswamis, Acharyas, they reveal to us that actually Srimad Bhagavatam is a person and not an ordinary person. Srimad Bhagavatam is the Supreme Person, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna Himself, he says. You are the incarnation of Lord Krishna, you are Krishna Himself. So if we approach Srimad Bhagavatam as a person, then we can develop this emotion. Otherwise you think, oh, it's just a book lying on the shelf. So what emotion can be developed for a book? of some pages, just paper. So this is not just a book, this is Krishna himself. So today's verse we see all these female relatives. So they were, let's say, Prabhupada says there were hundreds of ladies in the palace of Hastinapur. So who were the ladies? They were like Uttara, Gandhari, Draupadi, Kunti, and the sister of Krishna, Subhadra. So these all ladies and other wives of other kings, they were present there. So they had, and all, of course all other male members also, they had this emotion for Krishna. So this verse is not only for the females, it is for everyone. Because ultimately we have to develop attraction for Krishna. So this emotion for Krishna, that's for everyone, all devotees. So this Srimad Bhagavatam can help us to develop this emotion. So for perfect result, to develop this perfect result, there are some prerequisites, both on the part of the speaker and one who hears. So the example Srila Prabhupada gives, it's like a child is conceived if the man is potent and the woman doesn't have any disease. So then there is conception. So similar way, if the speaker is competent, he has heard from the right source, and the hearer has the right attitude of submissiveness and attentiveness, so then there is conception of Krishna prema. So there is this emotion for Krishna. So that's very important. So whoever speaks Srimad Bhagavatam must represent what acharyas have spoken. You know, we don't want to present our own viewpoints, because our viewpoint is imperfect because of our conditioning. But all these sages, they are paramahamsas, they are beyond the three modes of material nature, and they are speaking this knowledge which comes directly from Krishna. So this knowledge is aparushaya, it does not come from a conditioned being. This comes from Krishna directly. Krishna gave this knowledge first to Lord Brahma within the heart, and then it is passed down to us. So we have to just be similarly, just pass on this knowledge to others. So just like an instrument. So Krishna tells Arjuna in the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita that you just be my instrument. Tasmatvamuttishta yasho labhasva jitva shatrum bhumsha rajyam samriddham maya evaite niyata purvameva nimitta matram bhava sabhya sanchin. So he says, you just be nimitta matram, you just be my instrument. And then, when you act like that, then there is your, surely there will be success. So that's the way. So if we become instrument, then we won't have fear that, oh, what will be the result? Result is in Krishna's hands. So we have to become instruments in Krishna's hands, and then result is also in his hands. So everything is in his hand, like that. So we have to dovetail our propensities, our skills, whatever we have, our possessions, everything we have to surrender to Krishna. And then in this way, if we try to hear this message of Bhagavatam or speak this message of Bhagavatam, then there will be perfection. So there are also other qualities of a person who wants to represent Krishna and Srila Vyasadeva. These qualities are given in first canto. Like, it should be free from all vices. So we all must be pure. To present this pure message, we must also become pure. So Srila Prabhupada has helped us. He gave us this simple system of following four regulated principles and chanting 16 rounds at least. So when we follow four regulated principles, so it's like we reject these vices, meat eating, intoxication, and so on. So we reject them and then we lead a purified life. So we can have a pure consciousness. Doesn't matter what age it is, what surroundings we have, it's all polluted in Kali Yuga. It's an ocean of forest. But if we just follow these instructions of Acharyas, then we have this, we'll get this purity and we can present this message of Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any tinges of contamination. So our motive to present this message to others is to help them and help ourselves to connect to Krishna. So this bhakti yoga, yoga means to connect, to relink yourself. So there was a connection, but due to our misuse of our independence, we lost that connection. So now we are trying to link up and we have to help others to link up. So there is an analogy given in Srimad Bhagavatam. It says, if you are disconnected or detached, so situation is just like when the branches of a tree, when they are detached from the main tree, you can water them or you can try to give some fertilizers, advanced chemicals, but soon they will dry up. So same way, that's our condition. Our life becomes very dry and stay because we don't have connection to Krishna. So we have to first ourselves get connected to Krishna and simultaneously try to help others to get connected to Krishna. So like detached branches, they would have so many problems in life. So many problems. Mental problems, family problems. So you can list endless list, different varieties, miseries caused by mind and body, miseries caused by other living entities, miseries caused by natural disturbances, birth, disease, old age, it keeps going, it can just go on. So all these problems are present because of bodily conception of life. And solution is only one. Is connection to Krishna. As soon as you connect yourself, so all these problems go away in the sense you don't relate with them. So all material problems, and there is a spiritual solution that we connect to Krishna. So this knowledge of connection to Krishna we want to develop this mode of pure goodness. So, Prabhupada always stressed that, come to Mangalarti, wake up in Brahma Murta. Why? He's helping us to develop mode of goodness. Morning time is mode of goodness. That's why Mangalarti, very auspicious time. Of course, we sing and we glorify Guru and Krishna, it's mode of pure goodness. But generally speaking, it's the different times of the day, they fall in different modes. So morning time, before sunrise, just before sunrise, 1 hour before sunrise, it's like mode of goodness. So whatever activity we do during that time is very powerful. And then we get charged up and throughout the day we can try and sustain this higher mode. So in mode of goodness, this knowledge comes. Sattvat sanjayate jnanam. So this knowledge comes in the mode of goodness. So we have to try and develop this mode as much as possible. So these jnanis, they try to develop this knowledge also. They try to come to the mode of goodness. So what are the two main things they try to develop? They are jnana and vairagya. So this detachment or renunciation and knowledge of the absolute truth. So these things for devotees also we must develop, although they are not angas of bhakti, but they help. If we have sincere heart and we just sincerely pray to Krishna, oh, now I surrender to you, and we follow this process of bhakti, we will naturally develop this knowledge and renunciation, but at the same time we can try and be in mode of goodness as much as possible. So knowledge, we know what is real knowledge. Real knowledge is difference between matter and spirit, and we know the control of both of them. And renunciation means detachment from the objects of senses. So detachment doesn't mean that, okay, we just reject all the sense objects. So real detachment is when you are detached even in the presence of sense objects. That's the real detachment. And that can only happen if we have attachment for Krishna, the highest attachment. So here in purport also Prabhupada writes, therefore, directly or indirectly, anyone who thinks of Krishna, talks of Krishna or worships Krishna becomes attached to him. So when, if we have this attachment for Krishna, then we won't have any problem with material modes. They can be present all around us, but we won't be agitated and we won't associate with those modes, because we'll be remembering Krishna that time. So these lower modes are for less intelligent people. Another example Prabhupada gives is like, he says that these illusory things, they are for less intelligent people, same way, in the same way like the cinemas, he gives the example. Like the less intelligent people, they want to go to cinemas and see a whole story created, an illusion created, and pay for that. And if it's a tragic movie, you come out crying also. So like that. So this is very less intelligent. So same way, if we try to associate with these lower modes, mode of passion, mode of ignorance, it's like it's very unintelligent. So that's why at least we should come to mode of goodness. And then from there, we can develop mode of pure goodness. So there's this verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, says, Sattvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shabditam Yati Yate Tatrapuman Apavritah Sattve Chatasmin Bhagavan Vasudevo Yadokshayo Me Namasa Vidiyate. So it talks about the Vasudev state. So Vasudev, we know, is a personality, is father of Krishna. And the mode of pure goodness is also called Vasudev state. So what does that imply? It implies that Vasudev was the one who brought or conceived Krishna. So same way, if we reach this Vasudev state of pure goodness, then we can actually conceive Krishna in our consciousness. So that's the importance of developing this mode of goodness. So there is not much difference between mode of goodness and pure goodness. It's just that there is no trace of these lower modes of passion and ignorance in the mode of pure goodness. And in this age that we are living in, it's called Kali Yuga. It's a very dark age. But we have help available. So it's like in the city, for example, we have hospitals, police department, fire department. They are all there. But what happens if there is an emergency? Somewhere there is a fire or some great bomb explosion. For example, when there was September 9/11, the planes crashed into the World Trade Tower. I was watching the documentary some couple of months ago. So there, the fire department, they was on the radio. They were just saying, "All of you are needed now," like that. So everyone is needed because it's an emergency. So there would be special help. So same way, in this material world, In this age, it's like an emergency. Kali Yuga is an emergency. So that's why all these sages, they assembled in Naimisharanya. They said, now it's an emergency. These unfortunate people are going to come. So what should we do? So they tried to do a sacrifice for so many years. And then this finally Suta Goswami spoke this Srimad Bhagavatam. So all these sages, they said to Suta Goswami, all the sages headed by Shaunaka, they said, Tvam naha sandarshito dasra duskaram nispitirshatam kalim sattva haram pumsam karna dhar ivanam. He said that this Kali Yuga is like sattva haram, it just takes away all the good things. Kale dosha nide raja nasti eko mahaguru. That in Kali Yuga it's like ocean of faults, it takes away all good qualities. His Holiness Devamrit Maharaj says, in you shouldn't try to count two things according to Bhagavatam. What are those two things? One is, don't try to count what's bad, what are the faults in Kali Yuga. There is no end to them. Everything is bad except for one thing, which is chanting of Hare Krishna. And the second thing is, don't try to count the incarnations of Krishna. They come like waves, innumerable, like that. So that's given in Bhagavatam also, third chapter or first canto. So this Kali Yuga, this ocean of faults, but who can help us cross this ocean is the spiritual master. So that's what these sages are saying. They are glorifying Suta Goswami that, oh, by providence you have come to help us cross this ocean of material miseries, especially in Kali Yuga. So these sages, they are like the captain of the ship, Karnadhar Ivarnavam. So they can actually help us to be on this boat of lotus feet of Krishna, and they can take us across this ocean of miseries. So these like devotees like Srila Prabhupada, so they are always trying to help us. They are always fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna. So that's the meaning of the word Prabhupada. The word Prabhupada actually has two meanings. One is at whose feet there are all Prabhus, means all devotees. We are at the feet of Prabhupada, that's why he's called Prabhupada. And the second meaning is that he who is at the feet of the Prabhu or Supreme Prabhu Krishna. So like that. So these devotees, pure devotees, they are always at the feet of Krishna. And they can actually help us to cross this ocean of material miseries. So Krishna is the supreme savior. He can save us. And these personalities, these acharyas, are helping us to access, to get shelter of Krishna. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, it says that the word used is pati. Pati has few meanings. It means lord, master, or husband, like that. So they say Krishna is actually everyone's pati. He is husband or master of everyone. He is the owner of all planets. And all the living entities take shelter in him. The whole list is given that how he is the real pati. Like that. So in Hindi language, when you say pati means, it means the husband. Here it says he is the pati of all living entities. And then, Shriya Pati, Yajna Pati, Prajapati, Dhyam Pati, Lok Pati, Dharapati, Patir Gatish Chandaka, Vishni Satvatam, Prasidatam, Bhagavan Satam Pati. Says, my Lord Shri Krishna, who is the worshipable Lord of all devotees, the protector and glory of the kings like Andaka and Vishni of the Yadu dynasty, the husband of all goddesses of fortune, the director of all sacrifices, and therefore the leader of all living entities, the controller of all intelligence, the proprietor of all planets, spiritual and material, and the supreme incarnation on the earth. the Supreme All in All, be merciful upon me. So this is like a prayer that you are actually Pati of everyone. So please, please be merciful on me. Please help me.
Jagatpati.
Yes, Jagatpati, Varahapati. So as Lord Varaha, when Lord Varaha came, so he lifted Mother Earth from the nether regions, from Garbho, the bottom of Garbho, the ocean. And that time it was established, oh, he is the protector, Pati, or husband of Earth, like that. So some of my relatives were asking me, so you have been been brahmachari sometimes, so till when will this go on? I said, at least till this lifetime. And the look on the face was like, oh, you hard-hearted, cruel demon. How can you say? That was the look, not exact words. So I said, what's the problem with marriage? I said, I have no problem with marriage. You want me to get married? I've chosen a partner. So that is my Pati, the Krishna. So you can help me reach Krishna. So actually, Rukmini Devi prays in 10th canto. She says that there is actually no one equal to you, Krishna. So she says, Vidya Vayo Dravina Dhamu Bhe Atma Tulyam. He said, only you only are equal to yourself. No one can equal you. So which is the highest match? So that's Krishna. So she says, no one can equal you in lineage, character, beauty, knowledge, youthfulness, wealth and influence. So that's why she said, I'll put my heart on you. So what does that mean? No one should marry? No, that means that our only shelter should be Krishna. Like that. So there are four ashrams. We may choose one of them. But the ashraya or the shelter should be Krishna. So all these ashramas help us, according to our psychophysical nature, to develop attraction for Krishna and put our shelter or faith in Krishna. So why did Krishna speak Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, a family man, grihastha? He was a fighter, soldier, and not to a sadhu or a sannyasi, because he wanted to prove that this is for everyone. So everyone should take shelter. And all the Pandavas and other devotees, they have proven that in any circumstance, we should take shelter of Krishna. So when in chapter number 7, the Brahmastra was released by Ashwatthama to kill the Pandavas. So when Arjun first saw, although saw the light, effulgent light, and he saw the Brahmastra coming towards him, so he got frightened a little bit. But what did he do? He didn't say, oh, drop thee, save me. Or he didn't call anyone else. He said, Krishna Krishna Mahabahu Bhakta Naam Abhayankara Tvam Eko Daryamanana Apuvargosi Sanskrite. He said, Tvam Eko, you are the only one who can save us from this blazing fire of this world, of this material misery. You are the only one. There is no one else. So that's why he took shelter of him. And same with Draupadi, when they were trying to disrobe her in the assembly, she had these five most powerful husbands who could defeat all demigods. No one could stand before them. Bhima, Arjuna, no one could stand before them. Arjuna even defeated Lord Shiva, so powerful. But they were in a situation, they had restrictions. They had lost Draupadi in the gambling match. They couldn't help her. So then finally, she took shelter of Krishna. And she said, hey Govinda, please save me. And Krishna came and saved her. So this is the point of these pastimes that we must learn to make Krishna as the supreme shelter. And it is said, when Draupadi said, "Hey Govinda," so and Krishna heard, so he became very grateful. Krishna said that this is one of the qualities of Krishna, to be grateful. So whoever calls simply, "Hey Krishna, O Govinda, please save me," Krishna becomes indebted to him, and then he thinks, "I must save them." So these are the qualities of Krishna. By reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Nectar of Devotion, Bhagavad Gita, we can understand what are these qualities of Krishna. He is a person, so who can save us, with whom we can make this relationship. So we may say, okay, Krishna is grateful, but how would he know our position, that how actually we are trying so hard in our day-to-day life to serve Krishna? We're working, you know, doing different services in the temple. We're working so hard, making garlands, going to crossways, lifting buckets. Does Krishna see all that? Krishna sees every effort. So he is, and he becomes very grateful. Another quality of Krishna is he is all cognizant. He knows the feelings of all living entities in all circumstances. So if we try to serve Krishna in any circumstance with a proper feeling, then he knows that. And because he is all powerful, all knowing, so he can save us and he can help us. So here these relatives of Krishna, they are exhibiting these emotions for Krishna. So that's the goal. So we follow all these instructions all these regulations, very sadhana bhakti. But the goal is to get the spontaneous bhakti, raga bhakti. That's the goal. So Rupa Goswami in Nectar of Devotion, he says, just by carefully and sincerely following all these regulated principles, you will get raga bhakti, spontaneous devotion. And this platform of spontaneous devotion is reached when we are ready to pay for it. So Rupa Goswami in another book, Padyavali, he says that the only price to pay to get this spontaneous devotion to Krishna is this intense greed. Tadra loyam api mulyam ekalam. There is only one way. So Srila Prabhupada writes that when we have this intense greed, "Oh Krishna, I only want to serve you, please give me pure devotion." So then that's the only price for getting Krishna. And Prabhupada explains that when we chant Hare Krishna, it's like the prayer. We are calling up to Krishna and his energy, "Please establish me in your service." And Prabhupada writes in Nectar of Devotion, actually we should actually shed tears. And those tears, when we chant Hare Krishna, they are the price that we are paying to get the spontaneous devotional service. So following in the footsteps of Rupa Goswami and other acharyas, we all are Rupanugas, so we can actually develop this pure emotion. Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj, he said, "I have opened this crime school in Bhubaneswar," which is capital of Orissa, where Puri is. So he said, "I have opened this crime school. We are teaching to, you know, how to cry." So unless we cry for Krishna, we can't get his mercy, because we have other things, other shelters. So what's the why will Krishna come? So like that. So here we must take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam and pure devotees like Srila Prabhupada and their instructions, and then one day, very soon, we can develop this emotion for Krishna. So I would like to end there and ask if you have any questions or comments on what we discussed. Yes, Prabhu.
You want to tell us something about Raghunandan and Jidas?
Okay. Raghunandan Das Thakur, his appearance here today?
Is it? Yes.
Okay. So Raghunandan Das Thakur was son of Mukunda. His disappearance day today, and Vamshidas Babaji's disappearance day today. So he was son of Mukunda, and there's that famous story when he was 5 years old. Once his father asked him to offer Boga to Gopinath deity because he had to go out for some important thing. So he said, you just offer this food to Krishna, just as your mother gives us food every day, gives food to you and me every day, you just offer it to Gopinath. So he said, okay. And then, when father left, he tried to offer, oh, Gopinath, please eat this. And then the deity didn't eat and he started crying. And then deity had to come. So he shed tears like with full emotion for Krishna. So deity had to come and eat everything. And then when the father came back, he said, okay, where are the remnants? He said, no, Krishna, Gopinath ate everything. So he said, generally, you know, this boy is not naughty and he doesn't lie. So why is he saying like this? So he tried that again. He said, okay, I'm going out, you offer again. But this time he didn't go, he hid himself and he saw the same thing happened. The deity didn't take and the child, Raghunandan Das Thakur, he cried, and then deity came and started eating the laddu. And then Mukunda, who was hiding, he just came and then the deity stopped eating. So still there is that deity with half eaten laddu. it's there. So that's Raghunandan Das Thakur, who was a very nice devotee. And then we have Vamshi Das Babaji. His disappearance day also today. So Vamshi Das Babaji, and the Babaji means totally Avdhuta platform, immersed in interactions with Krishna. Like that. They are in internal mode most of the time. So he also had deity of Krishna. So one time he used to live in Mayapur, and one time a fisherwoman came to sell fish and she said, oh, do you want fish? And just momentarily in his mind this desire came, oh yeah, I want to taste fish. And then he said, no, go away, I'm a Vaishnava. So then later he thought, how did this thought come in my mind? And he got so angry at Krishna and said, I am serving you day and night with full feeling and you let this thought come in my mind. And he tied the deity with rope and took it to the river and tried to drown the Krishna. And when what used to happen was the brahmacharis, disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, used to go from this Navadvip area, the Chaitanya Math, to where Vamshidas Babaji was there. They used to take prasadam for him. Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj used to send them. So when they saw him doing this, they were amazed and they told Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj. He said, don't go now to Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj. So why Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj stopped all of them to go? Not because Babaji was fallen down or something. He said, you won't be able to understand his mood, so better don't go there. So he just used to send one person, one brahmachari, to give some prasad and come back straight away. So this is the mood of Babaji's. But Srila Prabhupada, what he has established by his example is, how Prabhupada used to act when he used to feel this ecstasy for Krishna is, he used to become very silent, rather than, you know, crying and showing these ecstatic symptoms. So that's how we should follow. Even if we are feeling this ecstasy, we should not show in public and be very grave and silent. So that's the example of these acharyas. Okay, any last question? Vamshidas Babaji comes in the line of Narottam Das Thakur. I'm not sure, I can't remember exact name of his guru. And Raghunandan Thakur, no, I'm not sure. So, his father were three brothers, Mukunda, Narhari Sarkar, and one more. Okay, thank you very much. Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Guru Pramanandi.